This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Homeland premieres tomorrow night on Showtime. It's a psychological espionage thriller that centers on a CIA officer, played by Claire Danes, who hears about a conspiracy when she gets a tip from a terrorist who's about to be executed by the Iraqi government.
You said you were an important man. You said you had information about an attack by Abu Nazir.
I have information.
Prove it.
But as a guard pulls her away, the prisoner whispers something.
What were his exact words, please?
An American prisoner of war has been turned.
He said this in English?
Yes, he whispered it into my ear right before the guards pulled me away.
I'm going to use the expression, turned.
He meant turned, working for Abu Nazir.
The series hopes to be as successful as 24, which became popular when the 9/11 attacks were still raw and fresh. Howard Gordon and Alex Gansa, who were writers on 24, produce Homeland, which is actually taken from an Israeli TV series. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston has screened the first three episodes of Homeland. Dina, thanks for being our Roger Ebert.
I'll try to be at that level.
All right. Let's start with the main characters and the plot. Who are the key people that we need to watch?
Basically, the story revolves around three people. The slightly unstable CIA agent that Claire Danes plays, her mentor and boss at the agency, and this prisoner of war, this American prisoner of war, Sergeant Nick Brody. And the premise is basically that this Al-Qaeda-like group has held this Marine for 8 years. They tortured him and may have turned him. So when he returns to the U.S., there's a real question about whether he's a terrorist.
Instead of Kiefer Sutherland playing Jack Bauer, this show features a woman CIA agent. And kind of like Jack Bauer, she has some quirks to work out.
She does. This agent played by Claire Danes is bipolar. Like Jack Bauer, she seems perfectly willing to break rules when it suits her. In the pilot, for example, when her boss refuses to let her put this returning POW under CIA surveillance, she breaks into Sergeant Brody's house and plants all these secret cameras and microphones and wires them up so she can basically watch his every move from monitors she's set up in her own living room. And her boss, a character played by Mandy Patinkin, when he discovers her illegal surveillance, he threatens to report her to the authorities. And in this scene, between Patinkin and Danes, you can hear how the writers are dealing with civil liberties violations and then also dealing with the pall the 9/11 attacks seem to have cast over Claire Danes as well.
I thought that once I had some proof...
You have any? Anything? Even suggesting that Sergeant Brody's what you think he is?
No.
Then get a lawyer. Because you're going to need one when you report to the IG first thing in the morning.
Saul, please.
There isn't anything to say.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit again.
Well, I'm glad someone's looking out for the country, Carrie.
I'm serious. I missed something once before. I can't let that happen again.
It was 10 years ago. Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Of course, they're referring to September 11th, 2001.
Exactly. And it seems clear that the show is going to explore this idea of the guilt that the intelligence community is carrying around, even 10 years later, that we see in real life all the time. Mm-hmm. For example, a bomber gets on an airplane two Christmases ago with explosives in his underwear, and suddenly we have this proliferation of machines at the airport that are supposed to be able to identify that kind of bomb.
Dina, one of the big issues in 24 was the show's depiction of torture. Some of the characters reviled it. Others essentially said, we will protect this country by any means necessary. What does Homeland depict?
Well, at least in the first three episodes, when it comes to torture, it's always done at the hands of this Al-Qaeda-like group. There's some very graphic scenes of Sergeant Brody's torture, and it's supposed to explain why he might have been turned into a double agent. In one episode, right after Brody returns to the U.S., he's being interviewed about what happened to him, and the interview is interspersed with flashbacks from Brody's time in captivity.
You were beaten. Yes, torture. That's right. To what end? To what end? What did they want from you? They want you to lose faith.
Torture they show does work, but the interesting thing to watch in the future is going to be whether torture will no longer be something the U.S. side uses to get information in the Homeland episodes.
Based on what you've seen, and without giving away any important plot points, I gather the show suggests that an attack is imminent, but no one is sure how or where, or if this former POW character, Sergeant Brody, is even involved.
Exactly. You recall in 24, you always knew there was a dirty bomb or an assassination or some rocket that was going to hit a target. Nothing here is that concrete. This Claire Danes character, the CIA agent, is unstable. So in the back of your mind, you're left wondering if somehow she's cooked up this whole conspiracy in her head. And maybe she's wrong. I mean, the show is written in this way that it's also possible that Brody is a real threat. And she's right. And we don't know for sure. Actually, that's what goes on in many of these cases in this country 10 years after 9/11. The threat has changed. Homegrown terrorism is a concern. We don't know where the threat might be coming from or what the terrorists look like anymore. And it seems like the show is trying to capture that.
NPR's Gina Temple-Raston talking about the new series Homeland, premieres tomorrow night on Showtime. Gina, thank you very much.
You're welcome.